Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 240. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. This is going to be our listener email show. You guys wrote us stuff. We'd like to read it, talk about it, hash it out, see what you guys are thinking. We kind of keep our finger on the pulse of the Android App Addicts nation. I promise I'll never call you guys that again. I do not like when people name their fans some silly thing.
Oh, like our monsters or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Taylor Swift does that, does she? I kind of like her for that. She just says my fans. She doesn't call them like Swiffers or anything.
Swiffers.
All right. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get right into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Guten Tag, Steve. How you doing?
Doing good. Real good. Thanks. Very good. Eric Ardini is also joining us from dinimedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Welcome in. I don't know. I'm good.
What is welcome in? Is German?
I think so.
No, Guten Tag is German.
That's what I thought. Guten Tag is German. But I've seen welcome in often.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the thing.
Welcome in or something. Or welcome.
Guten Tag, I believe, translates to something like good day, not an actual hello. But
oh, so they're both German then.
I don't know.
I like it. That makes sense.
It's all Greek to me.
Let me start off by reading the first email here. This one is from... Who is this from? He didn't leave his name.
Is it a spam bot?
Watch out for them.
We won't make that mistake again. Okay. No matter what font color you guys use, no matter how big it is, it could be Comic Sans. We will not accuse you of being a bot. All right. He says, hey, Dor, I sent this last week, but when I did, I sent you the website. This is the actual app in the Google Play Store. I found at least a dozen apps so far. Today was TurboFly HD. All right, let me pull this link up. What is he talking about?
That sounds like a cool app.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about Giveaway of the Day is where he found this app from Soft Deluxe Inc. is the name of the app. Giveaway of the Day from Soft Deluxe Inc. And he found an app on it called TurboFly HD, which looks pretty awesome. And it's 99 cents for free.
Which one?
Giveaway of the Day. It was a giveaway of the day. It's not that day anymore. It was then, not now.
Gotcha.
We just missed it. Like Spaceballs. Gotcha. You just missed it.
Huh. Oh, thanks for that. Not sure who sent it, but I appreciate that.
I cannot remember. Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
No, I want to say Mark. I'm going to go with Mark.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. This is a very F-Racer-esque type game. Fluid is the one word description for this game. Very, very fluid.
That's awesome. I like fluid animation. Mm-hmm. It's impressive to watch.
Quite.
Cool. Well, thank you, Mark. Next one is from Keith. He says, hey guys, while I don't totally hate the new format, I'm not a fan. Here's the reason why. The old format with one show a week was too long. It took too long to get through a show. I rarely had 2 hours to sit down and listen to a show in its entirety. The Daily Show was a great idea. I could easily go back through and find the discussion where you guys referenced certain apps. When a Daily Show is complete and nothing in it was worth installing, then I could delete the show. It now seems that you are creeping back up in length and now have 3 shows of an hour apiece. While I do like listening to you, it's hard to get through 3 hours of material weekly on top of the other shows I listen to. Please go back to the shorter shows and more often. Honestly, I can't complain that much because the shows are free and I still do appreciate the effort you put into them. So whatever you do, keep doing the shows because I do enjoy listening. Keith. Thanks a lot, Keith. And really appreciate you given the feedback, even though it wasn't entirely positive. We appreciate that. This is the kind of stuff we want to know. Guys, I don't see... We do break up the show now, and the show is creeping up longer in length, but we never go over 2 hours, I don't think, for the whole week. I'm pretty sure we haven't.
I don't think we have. I'll say, Keith, good job noticing that, because I don't know how many people really did notice that. I appreciated the fact he spoke with his heart and was honest. Not everything was nice. Not everything was mean. Somewhere in the middle. So I hear
you. He made sure at the end he acknowledged us kind of butter, put the butter on the toast at the end there.
I like butter.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He smoothed it out at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I totally think that he, is entitled to that opinion. I, you know,
I almost agree with him.
Yeah, no, it depends on my situation. Sometimes I like a longer podcast. Sometimes I like a shorter. Some podcasts I listen to, I'm like, man, if that could just go on for a little longer, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then other podcasts are like, ugh, is this thing ever going to end?
Well, from being on the cast, being in the forest, looking at the trees, one of my rules with all podcasts is always leave more stuff on the floor than what you brought. You know what I mean? Have extra content available, you know what I mean, just in case. Every week, every episode, every show, we leave massive piles of stuff off the show. That's the problem. This is a never-ending post office-esque type mail turnstile of applications. They never stop, and they've only gotten, on average, higher quality. So it's really hard for me to limit and say, well, I'm only going to bring these four apps this week, because every week there's 40 great applications.
Great problem to have. Yeah. You know, at least we're not fighting and trying, spending 3.5 hours a day just looking for content to bring to this show.
Yeah. There is certain topics that lend themselves well to podcasting. Reviewing apps is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
In this day and age, I agree with you, Dor.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple solutions he can do on his own if he wants. Quite literally, A, listen to the podcast at 4x.
Or be like, or 1.5 hours
worth of content.
1.5x. 1.5x is definitely doable, and you will grow accustomed to it quickly. It's not, it may sound weird for the first 10 minutes, but after that, it's not, it's totally doable.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good call. Well,
and there has been podcasts in the past where I'm listening to the podcast, I look down and I see I'm only halfway through the cast. I will literally just stop and I'll listen to the rest of that cast tomorrow or the next day, kind of thing. You don't have to digest everything in one straight shot.
I guess it's better to over deliver than under.
Yes. Yeah. I just wish people could quite literally, I wish there was a format, Steve. Here's the gimmick. I really wish there was a format to where we could sit here, record a block of whatever. You put the block of whatever into an internet system, and the people subscribe and they're given a choice. What size blocks would you like to have? Hmm. And then automatically, when they subscribe, they get blocks of that magnitude when they subscribe.
Wow, that'd be neat.
Yeah, and if you get cut off at a certain spot, and the next time you start it up, it just like rewinds, you know, a half a minute or something to pick you up where you were, like, so you can remember where you were at.
Right. Like Audible.
Yeah, like Audible. Exactly.
Very cool, boys. Good input. Thank you, Keith. We will take everything you guys say into consideration. Todd says, hey guys, let me start by saying I love the new format. I really had a blast replacing Dor with the Android App Addict soundboard. He's talking about the show, I think, when the audio was gone. He says, I think this could work. Each episode, a different host would have a soundboard fill-in. Mm-hmm. No, on second thought, Dor and everyone else is irreplaceable. Anyway, onto the app. This one is right up Dor's alley. In Ziggy the Bear Yeast, you put the app he's bringing is called Ziggy the Beer Yeast. Ziggy the Beer Yeast. You play a yeast that eats sugar to ferment. The levels are different kinds of beer. The action is what I would call freeform Pac-Man mates with asteroids. You are guiding Ziggy around the screen, gobbling up sugar. There is also the occasional grain and a hop power-up. The game's graphics are decent with a retro 1960-70 school film strip look. The soundtrack has that vinyl LP pop and scratch, which adds to the retro feel. While this game isn't groundbreaking, I enjoyed the relaxed play. It was reduced from 99 cents to free in the Play Store, so there is no reason not to check it out. Looking forward to the newest podcast format. Battery at 61%, Todd. So the app's called Ziggy the Beer Yeast. What's this one look like, guys? I didn't even see it in the store yet.
Let me find it here.
I'll say a great name of an application. And I do like the, I don't think of it as, I wouldn't call it retro style. I would say it's more like old world style, because it isn't like, you know, 8-bit.
No, right.
It's just classically styled. And honestly, dare I say, an interesting concept.
Yeah. I've never seen a yeast game with, you play a yeast thing. A yeast? What is the singular of yeast? A yeast?
It's got to be. What's... yeah, it's a yeast, because wouldn't, is there yeasts? Like if you buy a 3-pack of yeasts? I don't know.
No, it's a yeast. It's the same word.
You guys ever buy it? It says buy a 3-pack?
Ziggy Saccharomyces cerevisiae is a beer yeast. Yeah, it's just one. So neat.
Hey, I learned something. You know, I may not have known that yeast eats sugar or battle bacteria.
Yeah, I learned something too. It's good learning on this show. Yes. I learned a lot on the show. And we actually have a voicemail here. So let me just pop it in my phone here. I don't know. Oh, this is a pretty good one, I think. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Sports Saber calling. I just wanted to say hi because I was told to. Okay,
hi. That's it.
Wow.
Remember that episode when I said, guys, just call us. Say hi. I don't care what you say. You can just call and say hi. I was trying to get people to leave voicemail. Well, Spork Saber just called and said hi.
Yeah. That's it. Do you guys know Spork Saber?
No.
I know of him. I never met him in person, did I?
No. He's West Coast, all the way West Coast. Here's what I really have to say. You remember the episode where I said, you know, I really do thank everyone and I love everybody.
Yeah.
He's the classic example of the guy who is just one of the absolute coolest guys I've ever met online, period. And I have not heard his voice for months and months, literally. We used to do a show called, Pod Brewers, where one episode Buyer Brown and Spork would host a show, then one episode me and Tracy would host a show, and every now and then I got to interact with Spork and Buyer. Those two together, I just gotta say, if Podnuts got like that angel investor dropping money on my front porch, those are two guys I would give money to create content, because they're just unbelievably really nice guys. So Spork, you really have no idea how happy you made me when I heard that voicemail.
Do you love him?
Yeah, I love him. And I'm sad that he lives 3,000 miles away from me.
Mm. Maybe one day everybody can meet up in the middle somewhere.
So he's in China.
In Ericktown.
He's in China. He's really west.
He ain't that far west. He's China. In California.
Is that 3,000 miles away?
I'm pretty sure three. I know it's more than 10 or 20. You know, it's less than a light year. That's the only thing I know.
All right.
Thanks, Dor.
But yeah, Spork, seriously. Anytime you want to leave us a voicemail about anything, don't hesitate.
Cool. Todd writes, hey guys, I think we're all on the board. What does he say? I think we're all on board the next newest podcast player thing. I regularly search the Play Store for new ones. I got lucky and I found a brand new one. Just uploaded August 3rd, still wet behind the ears. Ooh, a new pod player. It's called Supercasts Pro Podcast Player. Supercasts is one word. It needs some refining, but I think it's a really good start. Clean and somewhat holo looking. Its UI is easy on the eyes. Unfortunately, I had an issue with the graphics. On various screens I was scrolling, I would see the previous page I had viewed behind them. There's a reasonable amount of customization controls. The developer contact info is easy to find, and he welcomes contact regarding bugs and features. Overall, I would say this is a promising upstart of a player. Got to get back on the road. Battery 71%, diesel fuel tank 40%. Damn. Well, at least he's up on the battery.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, I'm forgiving with the diesel. I mean, gas prices are just so high. But yeah. Good job on the battery. Thanks, Todd. Do you guys checking that app?
Yeah, I haven't installed this before. I'm going to install it now and check it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I'm emailing the developer right now.
Awesome.
Well,
because.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because.
A bug or what?
Well, no. I really like the look of this app. It's simple. It's card-based. It's like Google Now. So it's very obvious where the data is that is all in one like thing. It's on a card. The only thing I can see that this is missing that I have to have
speeds
is speed up. If he implements speed up, I have no problem at all pushing this, publicizing this, talking good about it, and literally having it as my daily driver podcast player for at least a couple weeks to give it a shot. But I have to have speed up.
Wow. Yeah, definitely email him. That'd be great if you could put that feature in.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a try. It's by MKE Super Digital. I'll try to check it out.
But our podcast addict friend, he's getting worried now that you guys are going to leave them.
I've always come back.
There's plenty of fish in the sea. There's plenty of fishing rods in the sea.
Well, if people get mad and throw them overboard, yes, there is.
Yeah, well, there's more than enough. To me, this is like podcast in general. There's no real, to me, this shouldn't be a field where competition exists. You're all working together to try to give people good interfaces for their content. Learn from each other. Be brethren with each other. You know what I mean?
Break bread. I know what you mean. All right, let's do a voicemail here. Here we go.
Hey guys, how you doing? This is Mike. Just calling. I heard Dora say that he was getting video but no audio through his Chromecast, and I just wanted to make sure that he has tried this trick to get it to work, because it happens to me sometimes. What you got to do is go into your Chromecast app, go and then click on your device, like your went to your living room, whatever. And then go into the settings of that and reboot the Chromecast, and it'll reboot it, and then try to cast the screen, and the audio should work.
Ah.
Hopefully. Good luck with that, and enjoy your guys' show. Have a good day.
Awesome, man. Love that. Thanks, Mike. Have you tried it, Dor?
Yeah, I'm thinking because it's not a real feature of my Moto X, I had to basically hack the app in order to get it to work. I think that's my problem, because I did try to reboot. I also tried to reset my Chromecast, and it's still it just isn't working. So I still didn't take the OTA update to 4.4.4 because I want to make sure I can instantaneously reroute. I think I'm close to finally taking the plunge. Yeah, jumping overboard.
Yeah.
Feet first, 2 feet.
Plunge to what?
To taking the upgrade, which I think is going to enable me to do the mirror cast through my Chromecast of my screen to include audio as well.
Cool. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That should handle it there.
I hope.
Guess we'll find out. Aaron writes, "Hey guys, just wanted to say I'm glad you still posted episode 351, which was the one entitled Doorless. I'm not saying I didn't miss Door. I felt like it was a special experience, like listening to a kid have a conversation with their imaginary friend. I found the episode unique while still very informative as always. Keep up the good work, guys. Aaron from Ontario, Canada." Thank you very much, Aaron. I was wondering how people would react to that show, but I just couldn't not post it. I mean, there was definitely some stuff in there, and you guys wrote us emails and we read them there. So I wanted to put that out there. So I guess it turned out pretty good. Good enough. At least it was listenable. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks, Aaron.
And to the people that say shows are too long, it was much shorter.
That's right. It was about a half as long. There's three of us on this show. When Door's missing, the show is half as long.
Steve, come on, brother. How's that work?
I think Steve's
my math
shaping
is wrong.
I think he's shaping the numbers to meet his needs.
Oh god, you guys can always pick on me. I don't bring nothing. I'm the one you can do without. All right, let's do a voicemail here.
Hey guys, this message is for Android app paddock. I'm catching up on some of my, some of the old episodes. And I was listening to episode 200, where Door holds up a beer. Cody Cooper was on it. Definitely have Cody on for episode 300. But I wanted to say that Door did a good job pronouncing his beer. Cody did not do a good job pronouncing that beer. It's actually pronounced Weinstephaner Hefeweizenbier. And, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Thanks, everybody, and keep up the good work with the show.
That was Spork Saber, right?
Yep. And the only reason I knew how to say the beer was because I listened to Spork Saber tell me very interesting facts about the history and the culture and the types of beer. So it's, and I'll say coincidentally, I guess not coincidentally, the more drunk I am, the better I pronounce that beer.
You know, I got to say something about good German beer like that. I last weekend bought a 12 pack of St. Pauli Girl. It's German beer and is brewed to the German purity law specifications. And I drank it camping and I did not have a hangover the next day. And I think I attribute that to no fillers that you may get in American beers.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what a lot of people don't understand. German purity law beer is like what people in their mind think of organic vegetables in the U.S. You know what I mean? This is just the basic elements of beer. Yeast, wheat, water. You know what I mean?
No.
There's not fruits. There's not all this other added stuff to it.
It's, I think it was just barley, hops, and water.
Barley, hops, and water. Grain. What did I say?
You said yeast, wheat.
Wheat.
And water.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are two, okay,
There's two laws. Yeah. One's a 1400 law. This one was the 1560 law. So you're probably stuck on the 1400 and some law.
The 1560 was the advent of yeast. I'm not sure. But it was a grain, was the main thing, a grain. And Hefeweizens, which I like, are wheat. But St. Pauli's Girl is barley, yes. But it's the original purity law of just what makes beer beer, nothing else, which I truly believe is it makes for better beer because you have to do what you're doing right. You can't hide it and mask it with orange peel, lemon zest, you know, all this stupid cranberry apple stuff.
Do you think that they have a hard time making beer that tastes different than each other when you've only got three ingredients?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It's easy because every type of yeast is a different flavor. And there's literally endless types of yeast. And you can literally breed yeast, keep yeast around. You know, there's expensive yeast out there where literally you'll pay like $5,000 for an ounce of it.
And those are the things that eat the sugars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat the sugars.
As we learned,
that makes the alcohol. Fermentation.
Gotcha.
Well, good show today, boys. Guys, thank you for the input. We got a couple emails and voicemails. We're going to read them next week. But if you want to send us more, send them to aaa@podnuts.com or call 707-6-PODNUT on a phone. That's going to be it for today's show. Let's see if the guys have anything to say before we end off. Door.
I love you, Sports Saber.
Eric.
St. Pauli Girl for the win.
And that's going to be it for Android App Addicts. See you guys next show.